Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, thank you. So do you happen to be 18 years old or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
All right. Would you mind sharing your age?
I am 59.
59? All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White? All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Democrat? All right, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to be most focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you and to have, like, members of Congress focus on it. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's, like, the most important issue ever. And you can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is improving K-12 education.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Lowering rent.
10.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
10.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion about them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
0.
Ron Wyden.
50.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Kamala Harris.
100.
MAGA Republicans.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
100.
Janelle Bynum.
I'm sorry, who?
Janelle Bynum.
Don't know who it is.
All right, no worries. J.D. Vance.
Don't know.
And it Lori Chavez Dreamer.
0.
0. All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Biden.
Biden. All right, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Democrat Janelle Bynum. All right, thank you. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Dreamer now, what would you say the chances that you might support her for Congress in November of 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
No chance at all. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as member of Congress?
0.
All right, so would you say you strongly disapprove then?
Yes.
All right, so now I'm going to read you a few statements about both the candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Dreamer and Janelle Bynum. So, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to make our problems, to solving our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Well, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Dreamer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to both career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness, taxes, healthcare. Lori Chavez was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. So based on this statements, who would you vote for if the elections for Congress were held today?
Who are they again?
Lori Chavez Dreamer is a Republican and Janelle Bynum is a Democrat.
The Democrat.
All right, thank you. So what specifically to you has stuck out about Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't know.
All right, no worries. So would you want to say that maybe just that she's a Democrat then?
Yeah.
All right, that she's a Democrat. What's your public other than that? I don't know. All right, no worries. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about Janelle Bynum, and if you could tell me if these statements, how convincing they are to, make you support her for Congress. So you can rate this on a scale of 0 to 10 using any number, whereas 0 means that the statement is not at all a convincing reason to support her, 5, if it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 10, that it's a very convincing reason. So the first one is, Oregon may not vote for him, for Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in the selection are too high of a risk of a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
Ten? The highest one.
All right. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that your work, who you're working for, and who you're representing. As a mom and as a small business owner and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
Ten.
Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford to rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices, but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep money in working people's pockets so that we can get ahead.
Ten.
Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for students in our schools. She's fought for the Student Access Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunities.
Ten,
all right. So I'm just kind of want to confirm. Did I ask you the statement that said Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off and people can afford rent right now? And the cost, did I read you that one?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, but it's totally okay if you haven't. But just kind of have to ask again, if the elections for Congress are held today, for who would you vote for? Lori Chavez Dreamer, the Republican, or Janelle Bynum, the Democrat?
Democrat.
All right, so then I'm going to read you some statements and concerns that some people have made about Lori Chavez Dreamer. And if you could tell me if this statement troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or it doesn't trouble you at all. So the first one is,